It's 8:56 and 78 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we had some decent gains on corn and beans yesterday. What are we seeing so far today, Bill?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of pre-report excitement here this morning. We've got the July corn's up about 6.5 right now, 366.25. The December's at 387.75, up 7.75. The July beans are 921.5, up 6. November beans 931.75, up 7. The wheat's leading the way again here today. We got July wheat at 495, up 14.75. And the December wheat's at 14.25 higher at 529.5. And of course, the spring wheat is up again 13 cents. For the July at 7.54, so it's kind of been the leader all week. We do have the livestock markets. The hogs and pigs report was out yesterday afternoon. Hogs are up about $1 to $1.80 on the August, but up higher across the board. On the other outside markets, we have slightly higher on the dollar this morning, but for the week, it's really the dollar's really taking a tumble. The equities are higher today. They were down pretty hard yesterday. Gold's lower this morning. The crude's up higher today, and it's been up for the week pretty much every day this week. Overnight, we had the markets rallying, led by the wheat, like I said. General short covering on beans and corn going into the report. Of course, we have a report at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning, Central Time, that gives us the acres, planted acres for corn and soybeans, as well as stocks as of June 1st for corn, soybeans, and wheat. The trade is expecting the acres on corn to be down slightly and beans to be up slightly from what the March intentions were. I guess I kind of have the feeling that they may actually be a little bit bigger changes than what the trade's perceiving right now. Corn open interest yesterday was down, and bean open interest both were down yesterday. That's telling you that there are some shorts getting out. For the week, we've had a good week higher on all the corn, beans, and wheat, of course, for the week. I guess my feeling is here that we've still got this old crop corn out here. We have this report this morning. It's the end of the quarter. It's the end of the month and, of course, the end of the week. So kind of a big situation, and we're going to know a lot more after 11 a.m. and after we close this afternoon than what we know now. We do. On top of that, we do have an early close on Monday, and we're closed on Tuesday. But if we can get a neutral or better report today and maintain a higher weekly close, I think that could tell us that the June lows may hold here for the summer, at least for the next month or so, until we see what the weather does and the focus will go back on the weather and the old crop corn, how much of it gets sold when we do have any kind of rally. So that's kind of where we're at, I think, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for the update. A lot to keep our eyes on today.
That's for sure.
All right,
Bill. Have a happy 4th.
Yeah, you do the same. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing joining us here this morning to update the commodity markets. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly to mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 84 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 65. Partly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 81. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.